Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I should say Bula, because we are still in Fiji. Bula. Mermaid Tony, how are you hanging?
Bula. We're still in Fiji. I'm doing great, Greg.
Yeah, so, you know, literally, we are on top of the mountain right now. I feel like I'm in Jurassic Park, and I have Jack from Coral Sun Resort to thank for that. Jack, welcome to Scuba Radio, and thanks for having us.
God, I'm glad you guys are here to keep those sharks in order today that you saw.
Yes, we went on a dive off of Coral Sun. We're actually on the island of Savu Savu in Fiji, and Coral Sun. What's that?
We're on Vanuatu, which the little town nearby is Savu Savu, and that's like the yachting capital of Fiji.
Ah, there we go. Well, there you go. Jack's keeping us in check. We're so entranced with where we are, aren't we, Scuba Cowboy? This is too crazy what we're seeing right now, isn't it?
I'm loving it. We're finally in some mountains. I'm feeling, you know, just a little taste of home, only in the middle of the jungle.
Yes, that's right. He's from Colorado, and it has that kind of mountainous feel where we are at the moment. Literally at the top of the island again is what? Vanu what?
Vanuatu. In fact, it was voted one of the top 10 places in the world for 3 consecutive years by Islands Magazine.
Well, there you go. I can see why now. And matter of fact, not only that, we did find out that evidently this is where they are filming, or they filmed the next episode of The Bachelorette. And we have the inside scoop, but we can't spill the beans too much other than telling you that it was filmed here partially at Coral Sun. And I can see why. This is probably the most romantic, most amazing place I have ever seen in all our travels, Jack. And I don't say that lightly. We've been around the block a time or two, but I had a feeling when I met you at Dima last year and we were looking for another place to stop off in Fiji. You kind of looked at me like, hey, who's this goofy guy with these mermaids and this scuba cowboy thing at the Dima show and wants to come to Fiji? You had no idea what the heck to think of us. But when I said we wanted to come to an interesting and different place in Fiji, you stepped up and said, well, okay, why don't you come over and check out my place? Real casual, though, right?
Well, any guy that can bring a mermaid that looks like this along is not that bad, you know. I mean, it's you're all welcome.
Yes, okay. Well, there you go. Once again, the bait trick worked.
Once again, that means it's all about the mermaids.
Yes, okay, well, evidently it is. But we're in Jack's, this is actually a rental property, but you live here when you're on the property, I guess? Or
It is. It's called the Mountaintop Villa, and it overlooks sort of the rest of the world around here. And
And literally, you look around, and it's like the movie Jurassic Park. There are massive fruit bats flying around here. It's evening here in Fiji.
Almost sunset.
And these massive fruit bats are flying all around. And it's just, it's a magical place, Tony. What do you think?
I think we're literally at the top of the rainforest right now. One way we can see just jungle and green. And then the other direction is the most gorgeous view of the water you've ever seen. And there's giant bats.
There are giant bats. We were wrapped in banana leaves yesterday. That was a whole nother experience. When we got here, we had been traveling from the main island here in Fiji over to Coral Sun. And, you know, the crew was a little wiped after early wake-up call after the Dive Fiesta event. Were we not there, pup? I mean, and you look like you're a little drained. I mean, your birthday kind of merged into this whole Fiji Dive Fiesta event. We didn't get much sleep. And what did we plan once we got here?
We planned a nice, wonderful, like you said, banana wrap massage, banana leaf wrap massage, which of course was amazing, but that was just topped off by hitting the water, fantastic views. It's like heaven. It's like Jack found heaven.
Yeah, is that how? Let's go there, Jack. Tell me, how did you end up here? Because you're a Colorado boy yourself, right?
Yeah,
in Telluride, Colorado?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was here on a dive trip with some friends, and we heard about this place that was coming up for sale. It had been repossessed by the Fiji Development Bank, and we had 3 days to get a bid together, and damned if we didn't somehow be the high bidder. And we got it, and that was 1998. And here I am today, so.
Nice. And I could see why you were enthralled when you came to the area. Did you know about the sale before you came, or were you just on the island?
Diving. Well, you know, the north of Fiji, Vanuatu is where all the soft corals are. So we're up here diving, and it's just tremendous diving. And when we found out about this place that had been, you know, all through the 80s and in early 90s, Fiji's top dive resort, you know, and it was because of the soft coral. So we were diving here, and we find out we can buy it, and it seemed pretty cheap, and it was. And we ended up putting our money together and buying it, and over the years, I ended up owning it. The guy with all the money went bankrupt, and here we are now.
And you got stuck with this little piece of paradise. You almost sound like it was a hard luck story, but I think you turned out it turned out pretty good for you, at least from the view that we have right now.
It was the last man standing.
Okay. All right. I like it. You know, it truly is. And I mean, in all my travels, I look around. I can't believe what I'm looking at right here. I mean, there goes another bat.
That was a hawk.
Oh, that was a hawk.
A gauze hawk.
That's a what hawk?
A gauze hawk. And this time of day, they go out because a lot of the mice and the like can't see them coming. And they're really stealth and fly in and scoop them.
Nice.
Off the Gulf.
It's like it's a wildlife refuge that we're surrounded by, it seems like. I don't know.
And you can't forget the families of mongoose that just cross our paths right in front of us. Very friendly mongoose.
Yes, they get mongoose. I don't know what else kind of wildlife they got here, but it's you can just walk around the property and not go diving and feel you get more than your money's worth. I mean, it's just so phenomenal. In all my travels, I got to say, Jack, this is truly something special. And we haven't even talked about the diving yet. I mean, you know, we did some dives the last couple of days. We were truly some of the best diving that we've encountered, especially on this trip, but far, far beyond that. I mean, and it is that soft coral and the different critters and things that you can see right off the coast here at Coral Sun, right?
Yeah, all along the front barrier reef, there's a series of little islands and dive sites. You know, there's about 27 dive sites that they go to all the way along here, but really of all the spots is a halfway between our island, Vanuatu, and the main island, which is called Viti-Levu, the big island of Fiji. Halfway between is a place called Namena, and we were looking at it at the sunset.
Yeah, you can see it here from the building that we're at in this mountaintop view. It's right there. I see it. Well, kind of, I guess. It's still out there, right?
It was last time I looked, but Namena is the place, you know. It's it's Fiji's marine reserve. It's the only marine reserve in Fiji, and you get a permit to go out there and dive. And we take our guests there. We've got a high-speed boat that hauls ass out there and takes you out there. And it's just, I mean, there's a place called Grand Central Station there that you just don't know what you're going to see next. But my heart beats hard every time I go there. And we were not long ago, we were out there, and we were enveloped at a place where you come off of this big wall dive, and there's Grand Central Station because that's what they named it years ago, and because there's so many fish merging. And a big school of 10, 12-foot hammerheads enveloped us. You know, we were just swimming, and they all enveloped us and passed right through us. And there I was, you know, 3 feet eye to eye with some weird-looking hammerhead giving me stink eye going right by me. And it was just great, you know. It's tremendous. So Grand Central Station at Namena is where we take people, and they don't take beginner divers there. That gets them a little nervous.
So it can be current because swirls around. It's out there by itself, like a giant pinnacle island kind of thing.
Between the two big islands of Fiji, and it's right in the middle, and it's in the Koro Sea. I mean, that's why we named Koro Sun, but it's right in the middle of the Koro Sea, and there's big current, and it's a giant reef system. And yeah, the drifts can be pretty at certain full tides, you know, full moons, I should say. That's
It's quite a ride.
It's quite a ride. It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah, I love it. You know, we didn't get to do that dive yet, but who knows? Maybe if you'll have us back. I'm sure I'll have to bring mermaids. But I don't think I'm having any trouble finding some that'll come. You hear what I'm saying? If you see the pictures that we'll have up at scubaradio.com and the videos that we've shot over the last couple of days here, I think I'll probably be able to recruit 10 to 20 new ones. You hear what I'm saying, Jack?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those pictures myself.
Yeah, we're going to start a Scuba Radio Mermaid Bachelorette, I think, is what we may have to do and shoot it here at Coral Sun. What do you think, Tony?
I don't know about that. That just calls for the creepier. I don't know.
No. You're not game for that.
No.
That'd be great. You know.
See, and she could take her pick of like 20 mermen.
Ooh, now we're talking.
Okay, now you switch it around on her, and she starts to come to life. It takes that and a banana wrap massage here at Coral Sun. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
We are definitely getting down here in Fiji at Coral Sun Resort. Check it out, coralsunresort.com, by the way, and check out their, I think you've got a brand new website, right? Is it already active or getting ready?
Tomorrow it's supposed to be, you know how websites are, it's supposed to be 2 weeks and it's been 2 months, but it goes live tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, well, trust me, it'll be worth checking out, coralsunresort.com, and we are there right now at the top of the mountain, overlooking the entire property and the entire island, I guess, that we are here in Fiji. And that island name is what, Tony?
Vanua-Levu.
Right, that's what I said. And so anyway, we are here with Jack from Coral Sun Resort, talking about, obviously, what they have here for you to dive. And we were talking about that the island off there. What is it again?
Namena.
Namena, okay. So that is a dive that would definitely be for advanced open waters, at least in above, or someone with at least some good, comfortable skills that can deal with heavy current conditions.
You know, it's an interesting place because we can actually, when we go out there, we usually do three dives because it's, you know, it's 45-minute kind of a ride hauling ass at 28 knots. So the big wall dive, and then there's a couple of shallower dives with some bombies. And amidst that, there's some, like, shrimp cleaning stations where you pull your respirator out and the shrimp, and you open up your mouth and the shrimp go in, and it's like going to have your teeth cleaned, you know.
Nice.
And it's, people go, oh, I don't know about that, but it's really a fun spot. And
I've seen that before. I've always wondered if one of the dive masters that were showing that would ever just accidentally, like, you know, or you come up and you poke them.
They're pretty little guys, but... yeah, so Namenda is just tremendous. It has beautiful lagoons and giant, extensive coral reefs around it and so on.
Nice. But just right offshore, which are the dives we did the last couple of days, were phenomenal. We did a site, Dungeons and Dragons today, and I thought that was spectacular. What do you think, Tony?
That was an absolutely incredible dive. Tons of swim through. I don't even know how many swim throughs we did, but some of them just massive caverns, some of them teeny tiny little spaces, and it was just amazing. And there was magic coral.
Magic coral. Yeah, Tony has a thing for the magic coral. You touch it and it turns white. Why does it do that? Do we know?
I don't know. It's magic, right? Magic. Yeah, I like to touch it every time I see it, but I don't know how come this.
Yes, it's one of those Fiji things. You come here and you can see the magic coral for yourself. But this Dungeons and Dragons site that we went, it's like an underwater playground for divers, just swimming through all these caves and tunnel things and stuff. And it's all open and safe and that kind of thing. So it's not like cavern diving or anything technical. But what a blast. I mean, that was so much fun.
I love the one that you went to second, Dream House, which is a pinnacle in about 800 feet of water that comes right up to 90 feet from the surface. So it really, it's maybe 200 yards off of the barrier reef. So it's pretty close to the reef. And if when it's timed right, there's nutrients and everything that come off of the reef and come around the pinnacle and start the whole feeding process. So there's lots of barracuda, I mean, you know, thousands sometimes in big schools. And it's great because you swim towards the barracuda, and beyond the barracuda all day long, the hammerheads follow the barracudas.
Yeah, it's like a wall of barracuda. And we did see the barracuda, and we saw some other sharks, some reef sharks or something swimming below. We never were able to, I guess, sneak into the pack of hammerheads. We missed the hammerheads, but we did see the barracudas. They said there are tons of turtles. We saw all kinds of stuff. It just blow your mind. And I know literally these sites are maybe 5 minutes from the dock, literally right off the, you could probably snorkel on them and call those your house reef here at Coral Sun.
People take our kayaks out and sometimes don't want to go out in a dive boat. And, you know, if they're experienced enough divers, they go paddle for 20 minutes in their kayak, tie on the mooring, and peel over the edge, because Dream House is 90 feet from the surface, so you can go down and circumnavigate around 100 feet or so and not have to get necessarily too deep. And you know, 150 feet is more activity and so on.
Yeah. Well, there was a ton of stuff going on, and you could see the whole hierarchy of the sharks, the barracuda, and all kinds of other critters. I mean, what do you think, Scuba Cowboy, what stood out to you most on those dives that we've done over the last couple of days here at Coral Sun?
Well, I love the barracudas. And like I said, there was so much life out there. It was just incredible. As Jack said, when the tide is just right, it's that circle of life. The feeding frenzy is really what I would call it. It was just everything was looking for food. And we were right smack dab in the middle of all of it. So everything's coming at you. You're looking up, you're looking down, sideways, and there's always something new around the next bend. It was awesome.
That is true. You know, on a lot of dives, you kind of get into the routine and you kind of see the same old after a few minutes, but man, every time you look around a corner, there's something new here when you're diving off these reefs here in Fiji. It's pretty amazing stuff.
And the soft corals, you know, the north of Fiji is famous for its soft coral. You know, they call it the soft coral capital on Earth, and it's the soft corals, and that's really different. And other parts of Fiji don't have quite as good a diving, but there's parts of Fiji that have some tremendous manta rays. And I mean, they don't have as good a coral other parts. This is the abundant coral here, but there's areas of Fiji that have just tremendous big rays and You know, there's some islands that are estuaries for green sea turtles.
Sure. Well, we saw the mantas down at Matava. We've seen a lot of cool stuff off of Rocky there, Voli Voli. I mean, it really is a nice diversity, but unique to each place. I mean, like you said, I guess more color and coral is what we are seeing here. And you know, some of these swim-throughs like we saw at that Dungeons & Dragons site, I mean, that was just too much fun for me. Now, let's talk about the routine here, because you kind of get into this whole, you know, Fiji time type of thing, or, you know, where you just, you know, when we came to the resort, I mean, this is the way we were greeted this way one time before, and I'll let Mermaid Tony explain how it felt.
Oh my goodness. Well, considering I didn't go to sleep at the Dive Fiesta, I was a little tired, and we pull up in the van after a day of traveling, and the staff is singing to us like a Fijian welcome song, and then we immediately all get handed green coconuts as a drink. So you're drinking fresh coconut milk out of this amazing, beautiful coconut, and then they escort us over to couches, and we all got foot massages. Our feet soaked and massaged and rubbed down with coconut oil. They told us how things were kind of going to work out. We had a wonderful lunch, relaxing afternoon, wonderful dinner. Basically, here all you do is just enjoy everything and eat.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to think about anything because they do it all for you. And there's really no rushing. I mean, the schedule is really laid back and nice. I mean, it's like an 8:30 dive time in the morning thereabouts. And we go out for two tanks. And then we come back and spend the afternoon at the clubhouse, or as we are this evening, at the top of the mountain at Coral Sun Resort. CoralSunResort.com. Check it out. It's an amazing place. More coming up from Fiji next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, we are here at Coral Sun Resort in the mountaintop villa overlooking the property. Mermaid Tony has just told me during the commercial break she's not leaving here. And we got dinner waiting for us down there in the clubhouse.
You know, they've been feeding us so much already. I don't think I'm hungry, actually. So I'm staying in this hammock on this beautiful veranda overlooking the top of the rainforest.
We'll bring you cassava french fries.
Yes, that's right. We thought we were having french fries the other day, and we found out it was cassava. It was amazing. It made McDonald's look bad. Big time. These french fries are awesome. Or they're not french fries. They're cassava fries. Way healthier, too, I'm sure, right?
You know, it's all about tapioca. It's the root of the tapioca plant in the Fijians. Tapioca and dalo, which is taro in Hawaii, are the two mainstays of their whole culture. So we tend to use those root crops instead of potatoes whenever we can, because it's just we try to do more authentic Fiji fusion kind of meals. So.
Yeah, well, people want to come here and have a Fiji experience, I'm sure. And and obviously you've incorporated that in the architecture. You're an architect at heart, right? So you built this property, I guess, from ground up pretty much, huh?
Yep. Yeah, we have. In 1998, we started and never really quit. Just keep on doing a little something new here all the time.
Yeah, and Jack showed us his, you know, this mountaintop villa that he stays in while he's here. Some of the things you've kind of thought through didn't turn out quite the way you planned. The master bedroom, I love that little story. Can we share that?
You know how architects like to line everything up? Well, it's a big domed building with a really high ceiling, and it's got a skylight right in the very top center of it. And I managed to lay out the bed wall and where the bathrooms all are and everything in this big room perfectly, so you could lay right underneath the skylight and look out the skylight when the moon's full going over the top. And I missed the fact that the geckos were in the tropics. The geckos all hang up around the skylight because there's all the fly, you know, the moths and everything go for the moonlight, and the geckos, they're eating them. So every so often it'll be plop because I lined it up perfectly so your head is right under the round skylight. So anyway.
All right. Well, the gecko poo issue has been resolved, and you can come here and stay in this mountaintop villa. Go to coralsunresort.com. That's KOROsunresort.com. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 222. Hey, fun lovers, just a friendly reminder that your snorkel makes a handy party straw.
Hey, bud, let's party.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it is time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are we reminding divers of today, Nick?
Today's on the importance of making sure that non-divers in their lives are informed.
Divers are allowed to hang out with non-divers?
It's a bold new world, Greg. Seriously, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the importance of educating non-divers on diving injuries and how to respond.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I try to keep my bad ideas to a minimum.
Why is it so important that non-divers have a basic diving education?
Well, think about it. Many of the warning signs of dive-related injuries may not even appear until several hours after the dive is finished. By then, the divers have usually left the dive site and are home or back in a hotel, commonly surrounded by non-divers. There may not be anyone but a non-diver available to help or give information to care providers.
Wouldn't that be intimidating to them?
As the saying goes, knowledge is power. And just like gaining knowledge and skills increases your confidence as a diver, teaching non-divers what they need to know increases their confidence and their ability to assist in the event of an emergency.
Okay, what all do they need to know?
Let's start with some basics. They should know the signs and symptoms of dive-related injuries. Things like joint pain, numbness, skin rashes. They should know what those signs could mean and what to do about them. As non-divers gain confidence and understanding about dive-related illnesses and injuries, they may even learn how to administer emergency oxygen. At the very least, non-divers should know how to call for help.
What else would be helpful for them to know?
Well, it would be great if they knew some basic first aid and life support, including the ABCs of life support, CPR, and the use of AEDs.
That's good training to have, even if you have nothing to do with diving.
Absolutely. You never know when first aid training will come in handy.
Now, if you had to choose the single most important thing for a non-diver to know, what would it be, Nick?
The Dan Emergency Hotline. If the non-diver does nothing else but contact Dan, we can help gather the information on the injured diver and facilitate assistance from there.
Why don't you remind folks what the number for the Dan Emergency Hotline is?
919-684-9111.
What's the biggest misconception you hear from non-divers about getting any sort of dive training?
The biggest misconception is that the non-diver is going to have to learn how to scuba dive in order to take care of diving accidents. And that just isn't the case. When it comes to getting an education that will allow the non-diver to help in an emergency, there's no water work involved. Most basic first aid and life support training courses take only a few hours. And obviously, it's training that you can use beyond diving. And you can take first aid, CPR, and AED training from a variety of sources. Or you can take one of the DAN training programs, which will obviously bring the diving application in as a significant focus.
It sounds like educating the non-divers in your life is actually a very easy way to increase your own safety.
Not to mention your peace of mind, whether you're in or out of the water.
A lot of divers forget what a great support non-divers can be, but they can be invaluable, especially in an emergency, and definitely if you're the only diver among your family and friends. Teaching the non-divers in your life about diving injuries and how to help if you incur one can make a big difference to everyone involved. You spend a lot of time educating yourself. Don't forget to encourage education in those around you. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents.
Ah!
Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we have traveled over to the other side of the island here and visited one of our favorite folks on the planet's private resort. Well, I don't know if it's private, but his name is on it. Jean-Michel Cousteau, Fiji Island Resort. That's where we went on the other side from Coral Sun. And, man, I got to tell you, we're only staying here one night, but this is a pretty cool place, isn't it, Tony?
Oh, my goodness. This is at the top, that's for sure.
Yes, it's quite an exclusive place to be. The scenery here, you know, just when you think you can't top anything, then you go to another resort and you're like, oh my God, this is different even. I don't know if I can say it's better than what we experienced over at Coral Sun as far as that view on the top there with Jack. But man, the view outside your beret here at the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort is pretty spectacular, is it?
It's wonderful, and they have hammocks.
Hammocks, yes. They've taken care of all the little amenities to kind of make your surface interval very, very comfortable. But really, we're here for the diving. And thanks to Rodney, the dive instructor here at Jean-Michel's Resort. Rodney, you hooked us up at Namena, right? Namena Island. That's where the primo diving they have here in, off the coast of Savu Savu, or the island name is Vana, what is it?
It's called Vanuatu.
Vanuatu, yeah.
Northern Island, the Fiji group. Northern
yes.
Island.
Northern Island, the Fiji group, but Namena. Yes, I got this other song in my head, Rodney. It's throwing me off a little bit. It wouldn't be the first time.
Nitrogen in the system.
Yeah. We'll have to do that song. You know what I'm saying?
Nanamana.
Yeah, manamana. Okay, anyway, so we're here in Fiji, and this is the Marine Park right off the coast of the Jean-Michel Resort. And I can see why he set up shop here. That is pretty spectacular diving we saw over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some of the best diving you can ever get. I mean, you saw it yesterday, and then soft corals are pretty amazing.
Yes.
I think you'll find the best safety stop in the whole world out there at that marine park.
Yes, indeed. And it's rated one of the, top 10 dive sites in the world, right?
It's one of the top 10 dive sites in the world, and a lot of liverboards, a lot of guys come and dive this site, and they rank it amongst the top 10 in the world.
And it's the first and only marine park in Fiji? Is that surrounding the whole island or what?
Yeah, it's one of the first marine parks. Okay, there's a few others in Fiji, but this was the first that was established in Fiji.
Yeah, so it's been around for a while, and obviously the critters around the island love it, and we were witness to that. One of the dive sites, the first dive site we went to was Chimneys. And that's where you guaranteed, or your partner in crime there on the boat, guaranteed the best safety stop we would ever experience. And, you look like, I know you think I'm bragging, but I'm going to prove you wrong, right?
Jean-Michel normally says it's just like, it's better than walking to a jewelry shop. There's so many things to see, and there's so many, I mean, it just blows you away. There's millions of little fish, and there's amazing colorful soft coral, and so many things you just don't know where to look.
Yes, all the colors of the rainbow, and the scuba cowboy definitely came up saying what I've done in the past before as well, some of these type of dives we've experienced in the Pacific with all those rainbow of colors, sensory overload. Is that what you thought, Mermaid Tony?
I think so. You really just can't process all the colors and on everything that's going on around you, all the fish, millions of fish. It was incredible.
Yeah, and I we just did two dive sites. It's about a 40-45 minute boat ride across to the island from the Jean-Michel Resort, but how many sites around the island that you guys typically dive on a given week or just in general?
Well, there's a total of about 15 to 20 dive sites out at Namena, and then we have about 30 local ones that are very close by that are 5 minutes, and then also we have one that's called Nasodisone Passage, sorry, we call it fly diving. As soon as you get in the water, you have this current that just takes you. You go flying. You cannot come back.
It's like an underwater roller coaster ride.
Roller coaster. It's better than a roller coaster ride.
Nice. Well, we're going to have to come back and visit that one for sure. Now, even on the other side of the island, they were talking about a site over here at Manena that was. I didn't say it right.
Dreamhouse.
Dreamhouse. Well, we did Dreamhouse, and they have a resident school of hammerheads. Yep. We missed those, unfortunately, but they. they kept mentioning this other site on the island over here, Grand Central Station. Yep. And we got to do that as our second dive, and that's pretty unique. Why? Why is it? What's so special about Grand Central Station as far as a dive site?
Well, what makes it special is that as soon as you get in the water, as you see, you have this wall that drops from about 15 feet, and it goes way down to the blue. You cannot see the bottom. And the unique thing about it is when you swim along that wall, you never know what may come up. And with the current hitting that wall, especially when you get an incoming tide, on occasions we've seen whale sharks. We've even seen schools of hammerheads. And if you get, like you might see, a tiger shark, bull shark, they like to cruise by. And in the passage, that's where you get a lot of fish come and accumulate. That's why they call it Grand Central.
Right.
You get all these schools of jacks and gray reefs, barracudas, and many, many other stuff.
So all the upwelling from the cold water just feeds that plankton bloom or whatever they're feeding on, and then they go nuts, huh?
Yeah, they go nuts. They just love that.
That was the first time I've ever dove in a school of triggerfish as well. And those guys can be a little nibbly at times, but they seem pretty friendly.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have, in Fiji, triggerfish don't have tooth, so.
Ah, there you go. I like those kind of triggerfish then. Yeah. What do you think, Tony? What stood out most? Well, you know what? Let's take a break and we'll recap some of this stuff, because it is. It's like sensory overload when you're diving here in Fiji.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth.
Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth.
Et j'aime énormément la scuba radio.
I love scuba radio.
Et spécialement, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, how do you say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Yeah.
You never know who you're going to run into when you're at the top of the island there in Saba. We're going to find out, though, when we head out there September 17th for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You can join us by going to scuba or exploreventures.com and calling up and joining us for that event. It'll be quite an event in itself, because we got Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network and, of course, Mermaid Tony, who is here in Fiji with me, reflecting on some of the diving that we have done so far here in these beautiful islands. And you know, Tony, one of the things that we just experience there at Manana Island, right? Manana, Manana, na, 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 na,
Manana.
Right.
Anyway, that island
Manana.
Where this Manana. Okay, Manana. The scuba cowboy, huh?
Na-mana.
We'll get it right eventually. But the one thing we didn't talk about with Ronnie is that we found out when we were diving this island, these sites that were definitely world class, is that that's where Jean-Michel Cousteau took the crew from Pixar for inspiration for Finding Nemo. They took their artists to the island of Manana.
Namana.
Yes. Namana. They took them there, and that's where they kind of, you know, got the feel for how the little clownfish move around, that kind of thing, so they could incorporate it into the film Finding Nemo. So there you go. We saw Nemo. How do you feel about that?
We did see Nemo, and he's really cute, and he comes out and he plays with you. And it's perfect, though, because the colors that you see here in Fiji are exactly like it is in a Disney movie.
Absolutely. No doubt. And one of the things that... We've actually interfaced with some of the locals here, some of the local dive operators on the island. And I don't remember, what was the guy's name who told us this thing about Fiji? I don't remember what their name was, but when we were over there at the Uprising Hotel, and they said they came to Fiji because, what, it was easy to spell, two of the letters are the same, and what?
And it's just far enough away that your relatives won't come visit.
Yeah, good point. So who can blame them for wanting to move to Fiji? It could be Nemo. It could be the fact that they're far enough away from their in-laws. I never looked at it that way, but hey, whatever works, right, Cowboy?
Absolutely.
So what do you think, out of all the diving we've done in Fiji, what has been your standout moment as far as the underwater attractions there, Cowboy? What do you think?
Well, I thought the chimneys over at Namana were absolutely wonderful, and it was actually interesting because I said that to the two of you when we came up out of the water. I said, wow, that looked just like Finding Nemo, the scenery from there. The color is literally, it's almost an overload of your senses. There's so much texture and so much color to the diving there that you just can't absorb it in one dive.
Yeah, and I remember Jean-Michel Cousteau telling me in Fort Lauderdale at Ocean Fest many years ago, right before Finding Nemo came out, and he told me, he's like, Greg, you got to see this movie. You need to tell all your listeners to go see this movie. It will change the way we look at the underwater world. He didn't quite say it like that, but close enough for me. And now I know why. I didn't realize how instrumental he was in making sure they got that underwater story right. I knew he was involved, but now we know he actually took the artists there to Manamana. The island of Manamana. Hey, we're going to have to do this song, aren't we, Tony?
I don't know. You ruin a lot of songs by doing that, so... And I think you should leave that one untouched by Greg.
No, we're going to do it. I feel it. And are you feeling inspired, too, after being in Fiji here for what we figured 11 days, right, Scuba Cowboy?
Actually, I'm feeling so inspired that I'll probably dedicate a whole album just to Fiji because there's just so many wonderful things. And, of course, simply being in the presence of Greg the Dive Master inspires me more than I can actually say.
Well, that's nice because usually I get that from Tony. Mermaid Tony shares those kind of thoughts with me constantly on our adventures. That's the first time I've heard that from the Scuba Cowboy, which makes me mildly uncomfortable. But regardless, I appreciate the sentiment. And, Tony, now you're not alone.
Well, that's good to know. And it's good to see that you guys are getting along so well. And they didn't even make you wear skirts this time.
They're Sulus.
You did wear a grass skirt.
Well, that was...
No, it was a grass Sulu.
Right. Yes,
that.
See?
Okay.
Yeah, and this time we didn't get any grass Sulus. We got some bongos.
Yes.
So just like Matthew McConaughey did back in the day at Nevis, we met him and heard a story about him breaking out the bongo. We bought one here in Fiji. Go on, smack that thing. Smack that thing, Tony. Come on. Whack it. Whack it good. Good, good. There you go.
That's not the mermaid smacking your bongos. You're hitting your own bongos right now, actually. I had nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying, we're just trying to get in the Fiji frame of mind, and we have a Fiji a bongo now. All right, Scuba Cowboy beating the bongo there. All right, that's not bad. He's got rhythm. Pretty good for a white guy. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're just taking in the whole experience, and we'll take this back to the States and make that the official Scuba Radio Fiji drum. What do you think, Tony? Better than using, you know, parts of you. No, that didn't come out quite right. But you know what I'm saying.
Stop looking at me like that.
You can play a coconut shell.
Oh, hey now. You're kava bra.
While they're off.
Yeah, we didn't have much kava here when we were in Fiji this time around. Are we just wising up? Do you think that's what it is?
I think so. You know, Papa had more than any of us all the nights that he hung out with the local guys playing music.
Yeah, had a little cultural exchange of the kava and a few tunes. It's been quite an adventure, hasn't it, there, Scuba Cowboy?
It's been absolutely wonderful, as usual.
It has been. No doubt about it. We got to thank Tourism Fiji for making this happen once again. And, of course, our friends at Coral Sun Resort there off of Sabu Sabu. And in the island is?
Vanua Levu.
Yes, that island. Now, and the folks in the Pacific Harbor area, of course, the darling family of Oli Voli Resort and our friends at Matava. They make this all possible when we come to this beautiful part of the world. All right, coming up in hour two, we're off to California to dive with our friend Bob Evans. It's all coming up. Stay close. All right, Mermaid Tony, grab the drum. Let's beat it.
Sorry, Greg. You're going to have to beat it yourself.
What?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.